Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today Sophie and I are digging into by Sylvia and Hewlett. So Sophie, have you ever watched someone walk into a room and just own it without saying a word?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've all wondered what that secret sauce is. Hewlett's whole point is that it's not magic or charisma you're born with. It's actually a set of learnable signals she calls executive presence.
Right. And I love that she breaks it into three pillars: gravitas, communication, and an appearance. I'll admit, when I first saw appearance, I rolled my eyes a little.
Same.
But she's really careful to frame it as strategic, not superficial. The idea is that your appearance is a form of nonverbal communication. It signals respect for the situation and the audience.
Yeah, she says dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And it's about polish and grooming, not just buying expensive suits.
Exactly.
And she's honest about the double binds women and people of color face. Her advice is to find a style that's professional and authentic to you, so your appearance doesn't become a distraction from your ideas.
That makes sense. But let's talk about gravitas, because Hewlett says that's the heavyweight champion. What's the core of it?
Gravitas is confidence and grace under pressure. It's being decisive, even with imperfect information, and owning the outcome. Leaders who waffle or hedge are seen as weak.
Yeah, and she talks about emotional stability too. If you're volatile or easily flustered, people won't trust you with big responsibilities. I think about that colleague who panics at every minor crisis.
Right.
And gravitas also means handling criticism well. Defensiveness is a killer. Instead, you absorb feedback, take responsibility, and pivot to a solution. That intellectual humility actually boosts credibility.
There's also this concept of savvy she mentions. It's about reading the room and understanding the political landscape without being manipulative.
Exactly. Emotional intelligence. Knowing who the key influencers are and tailoring your message. A tone-deaf leader loses trust fast.
So then communication is how you actually express all that gravitas. Hewlett says it's not just what you say, but how you say it.
Right.
The big one is clarity and conciseness. Distill a complex issue into a simple, compelling narrative.
No jargon, no hedging.
Say, I believe we should do X for these three reasons instead of, I think maybe we could consider.
And she emphasizes vocal variety and the strategic use of silence. Pausing before a key point signals confidence. That's something I've been trying to work on.
Nonverbal stuff matters too.
Posture, eye contact, stride.
You start communicating before you even speak. Slouching or looking at the floor says low status.
And listening. Active listening is a huge signal of respect. If you're checking your phone during a conversation, you're telling the other person they don't matter.
Exactly.
So the book is really practical. She gives a framework for self-assessment and urges you to seek honest feedback. A lot of professionals assume hard work will speak for itself, but it won't.
Yeah, she says you have to actively manage the signals you're sending. Not be fake, but be intentional. Every interaction builds or erodes your presence.
And visibility is key. Volunteer for high-profile assignments, speak up in meetings, build a network of sponsors. You need to be seen and heard.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that executive presence is learnable. It's not this mysterious thing some people have and others don't. It's a skill you can develop.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper on this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So Hewlett's message is basically, stop hoping to be noticed and start commanding attention.
Exactly.
Master the three pillars, and you can project that quiet, confident authority that makes people trust and follow you. We'll see you in the next one.